ก็งานแล้วอยู่ก็ท่านบอกที่อยู่ก็บอกที่อยู่ก็จะได้ดูความตายตัดอินดีเซ่ดีชาร์จดีที่อยากจะบอกที่อยู่ก็ทศกัณฐ์ที่ตอนนั้นดิสโน่ที่อยากได้ก็in any condition of life it doesn't matter what you are simply try to hide the transcendental sound it is not difficult you are simply canvassing you on behalf of the Supreme Lord because you are all part and parcel of the Supreme Lord spiritually you are all brothers so if you have got any individual knowledge it is our duty to enlighten you so that you can also enjoy the spiritual life so it is our humble request that accept this simple thing and in any condition of your life simply try to chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. But unfortunately, the influence of this fallen egg is so strong that we are very slow to understand. The simple truth. Manya, Sumanna Matayo, And if somebody becomes interested, all right, I shall realize, myself. And somebody will say, what is your life? By chanting, what is this? Just try to trace your nose. Where is your life? Sumanna Matayo. Some nonsense thing to you shall be imitated. It will never be perfect. It will never be accepted. Now it is recommended. Therefore, Sumanda Matayo, Manda Bhagya, unfortunate. Jupadrita, Manda Bhagya, in this age, people are all misfortunate. Even the ordinary means of life, namely eating, sleeping, making, and defending. Nobody has provision. If you want to take statistics, especially in poverty-stricken countries, if you ask him, what you shall eat tomorrow, there is no means. If I work tomorrow, then I shall get my food. Even if I have no fixed up food in the evening, and I have a nidra, there is no fixed up place for sleeping. I have seen in America, New York, where so many persons, although they are born a very rich nation, there is no fixed, the bowery treatment. They pay $1.50 and there is some landland or something like that. They sleep there. There is no fixed apartment. There is no fixed wife, no family. And what is the postulate? Because everything is topsy-turvy. This is called unfortunate. Every man should have at least nice arrangement for eating, sleeping, making, and defense. But that is also not there in this age. And we are very much tapta, that we are very much advanced, and we are advancing, and we are happy. This is called illusion. But not at all happy. Most unfortunate creature. And we are thinking, happy. So this is the position of the age. Therefore, nobody can perform any other process of self-realization by karma, jnana, yoga. Impossible. That very difficult process. It is the only path. Kaloka Kriti Vitana. Simply by chanting this mantra. You have to realize yourself, otherwise your human form of life is being spoiled. If you are serious about utilizing your human form of life, then you must have to realize yourself. And if you have to realize yourself, you have to adopt some means of self-realization. There are, on the Hariya report, there are four kinds of means. Karma, Jnana, Yoga and Bhakti. The karma, Jnana, Yoga is impossible in this age. Therefore, you have to take this process, Bhakti Yoga, the simple method chanting of Hare Krishna. And if you chant, then the result will be immediately state of Atmana Marjana. Your heart will be cleaned by simply this process of chanting and dancing. You will feel transcendentally. And if you continue, everything has to be practiced regularly. So either here or at home or in an apartment, anywhere, you practice this and you are gradually will see, will understand what you want. This is the gradual process of self-realization. And as soon as you are self-realized, then Bhava Mahadava Vinitvapanam, then you are all anxiety. From material existence will be glorified. Bhava Mahadhavagni Nidvapana. This very word has been used, Dhavagni. Dhavagni means forest fire. Forest fire, this particular word is used because in the forest, the fire takes place automatically. Nobody goes there to set fire. But it takes place. Similarly, in the material world, at least in American cities we have seen, there is always fire brigade running. Because there is somewhere must be there some fire. So, this is crude example, but actually our heart is always burning due to this satisfaction. We don't want to. But by circumstances, it begins to burn like that. Bhava Mahadhava. So that will be surprised if you chant. Sita Dattvana Mahajanam Bhava Mahadhava Vinitvapanam Sriya Kailava Sandhikarudhanam. Just like you have seen, the walking mode daily increases. Similarly, your transcendental blissful life will increase daily, like the moon. And one day it will be like full moon. And at that time, you'll enjoy life. You'll understand that is Brahma Bhuta Prasanna. Nasotati Nakanti. Samasarvesi Bhuti. Your life will be so long. So, practice it, make an experiment of this mantra, you'll be happy. Our mission is to see everyone, sarve sukhina bhavantu, be everyone happy. We are not here to exploit somebody. We are not telling this mantra, but we are distributing free. Please take it and be happy. That is our mission. Seta Dattvana Marjanam Bhava Mahadhavagni Nidrapanam Sriya Kailava Chandikaritaranam Vidyavati Jeevanam. Your life will be full of knowledge, transcendental blissful knowledge. Vidyavati Jeevanam. Anandamati Vardhanam. And the transcendental bliss will increase. Ambudhi. Ambudhi means ocean. As the ocean increases on the full moon night. Similarly, when your knowledge will be like full moon, your ananda will also increase. So these things will be achieved. Param vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtana. All glories to the chanting of Hare Krishna mantra. So, please accept our request and try to chant and be happy. Thank you. The other process is jnana, knowledge. Knowledge means analytical survey of your existence. Distinguishing spirit from matter. That is the process of knowledge. Father, if you think about this matter, beginning from your body, whether I am this body, or whether I belong to this family or this country, in this way go on, philosophically, understanding, gradually you come to that knowledge, that you belong to none of these things. You are still soul. That is Brahma realization. So that requires long duration of time, study, patience, and other regulated principles of life. Therefore, these things are not possible in this age. Nobody is intelligent enough to speculate rightly on the philosophical line. Similarly, yoga process of Ashtanga yoga, you have to pass through 8 kinds of stages. Yam, yam. Asana, pranayama, pratyahara, dhyana, dharana, samadhi. When you come to the stage of samadhi, after passing through all the stages, then you can understand yourself or self-realization. But in the beginning, you cannot even follow the rules and regulations, yam, sangyam, yoga, indriya, sangyam. A yogi cannot have a self life. These things are described in the 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. He has to live under certain regulations in a secluded, sacred place. He has to sit down under certain posture, looking forward on the tip of the nose. So, these things are not possible to be carried out by the ordinary people in this age. We must give something which will be beneficial, acceptable by the mass of people. If somebody becomes a philosopher and realizes itself, how somebody becomes perfect yogi, it is possible. But if he takes it for mass acceptance, it is not possible. Neither it was possible in any age. But this can be accepted by the mass of people without any education, without any previous qualification, simply he has to agree that I shall chant Hare Krishna. And practical example, you see all these my students, they are with me not for very long time, have not come to this Western country for very long time. I came here in 1965, September. Again I went back to India in 1967. Again I have come back. But I have got students, many students, I have got 22 branches all over America. And the big branch, they are in Los Angeles, San Francisco, New York. And all these students, you can ask them how they are feeling, how they are caring, how their life is reformed. It is practical. And they are following the same principle, simple principle. They are not stopped in their ordinary duties. I get them married also. I don't allow them to be as friends. That is my restriction. You must get yourself married. Live peaceful life. I don't allow them many other things, not many, a few things, no intoxication. They do not smoke with him, but we have to perform so much great penances, and we cannot take this little vow that I shall not smoke, or I shall not take meat, I shall not have purificious life, attached to gambling, these four principles, it is not very difficult. Simply what has to determine that for spiritual realization, I must sacrifice this four. So anyone can do it. It's not available. And they are doing it. We are increasing our number of students in that way, in every center. It is not available. So anyone who takes to this path will very quickly realize his self and be happy. Any other question?
Perhaps it is a hypnotic state, but removed from the path of realization. The mind is just immersed in hypnotic state only.
Yes, for the time being in hypnotic state, he may think like that, but that hypnotism as soon as over, then he will again become what we were before. But we have to stay our position. These boys and girls, they are 24 hours in Krishna consciousness. They are not a moment leader being out of Krishna consciousness. So we have to place ourselves in such a mode of life that we shall always be in samadhi. This process will help you. Other process may help you, but it is difficult in detail. But this process will keep you in trance 24 hours. Waking. This is the Ramayana process. Besides that, if this process is quicker and easier, why should you be so much anxious to accept other difficult problems? And there are two ways. There is lift and staircase. Why should you bother to go by the staircase? Why don't you take the lift? This is lift. You simply get on the lift and within a second to go to the highest topmost floor. Why should you get step by step? This is recommended in the Shastra. Kalauta Bharuti Kala, Kite Jadhato Vishnu Chaitanya Jagato Makai, Dhapari Parijabhyayam Kalauta Bharuti Kala. This is the recommended process. And there are many followers of this process in India. And they are very advanced in self-realization. And this is also a simple process. We take and we advance. What is the objection? No. There is no possible. Other religion, any religion is meant for realizing God and realizing self also. And this process, Krishna consciousness, is directly teaching you to love God. In other religions, although there is the idea that God is great, some idea, conception of God is not very clear. In this Krishna consciousness moment, you will have clear idea what is God and what is your relationship with God. And then you will be able to act in that relationship. And the Bhagavad Gita, he has full idea what is God. In Srimad Bhagavatam, we will have full idea what is God. Simply to know God is great. That is also very good. Better than who are denying the existence of God. To accept God, it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Chaturvidha bhajante maam sukritina arjuna artha artha tirja vijyasa jnanita bharatam. Four classes of man. Tirja tvaya. Then, when they are distressed, or in want of money, or inquisitive, or philosopher, they start after God. Similarly, there are four other classes. They are called Dushkritina. Namaya Dushkritina Mulha Prabhupadante Naradhama. Maya Vrita Jnana Asiri Bhavama. There are other four classes. They are miscreants, always doing harm to the society. Miscreants. Dushkritina. Among Mura, Rattal, Narayama, lowest of the mankind, Maya, Vrita Jnana, and knowledge, taken away by the illusory energy. Asuri Bharamashtita, atheistic mentality. These classes of men will never go to God. But other classes, if his fire, background is fire, honest, then he will go to God. When he is distressed, when he is in need of money, when he is inquisitive, or when he is clever. But even this way is not God realization. That is simply approaching. If a man goes to church or temple, asking God, give us our daily bread, he is good man, because he has approached God. He has approached fire. Therefore, he will get some warmth. And the man who does not care for God, he has no relationship with God. So his position is very precarious. But this man, who now goes to God for asking daily bread, one day he may come, a fully God-conscious man, and self-realize him. There is chance. Therefore, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is recommended, akāma sarvakārada mahasvakāra udārati tibrena bhakti-yogena jagita paramam purus. Paramam purus, the supreme person. So we approach, even one has got hankering for material happiness, or no hankering. There are two classes of men. The wise man, the philosopher, they are no hankering for material happiness. For matter of understanding what is God, they approach. So they are better class than these classes who approach God being distressed or for being in want of money. But pure devotee is aware of all of that. He does not philosophize, nor inquire, nor he is in want of bread or money. He loves God. It is my duty to love God. That is your reward. Ātmiṣṭhamā pādavatāṁ śrīvatthamāṁ varmāhatāṁ karotuvā. But he's a great power. And you guys have full knowledge. There are so many books and persons who can take advantage. Unfortunately, in today's age, they are very, very neglectful in self-realization. That is suicidal policy. Because as soon as these human karma body is finished, then again you are under the status of the laws of material nature. You do not know where you are going, what karma body you are getting. You cannot detect. That is under, just like as soon as you commit some criminal act, immediately you are arrested by the police. And then you do not know what is going to happen. That is not under your control. So long you are conscious, don't commit criminality and be arrested by the police. That is our option. Dear comrades.